Hello, welcome to the Snap UK. I'm here with Gary and Jim. We're in the doghouse. Griff's been traded to around the NFL.
And no one wanted him.
Just drop Paul. Cut him.
He's on a practice squad somewhere.
Yeah. So week 8, nice. Well tied. We are almost halfway through the season. Some teams are. It's sort of that, like, if it normally, like a few years ago, this would be halfway through the season.
It's gone now, quick, hasn't it?
Always does.
Yes, it does.
You know, be Christmas soon.
It's a pretty short season, isn't it, really, compared to a lot of major sports?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, 16 games, you know, think about
17.
Yeah. 17 now, you know, but yeah, it's still. You know, it's a very physical sport, isn't it? So it's a shorter season. It's not baseball. It's not, you know, it's not netball.
No.
A basketball, sorry.
Well.
It's not netball either, to be fair.
I mean, there's lots of sport it isn't. But
no, but you know what I mean? They have long seasons, don't they?
They do.
They play like hundreds of matches.
Yeah, like isn't it baseball they have like
165
matches.
Yeah, it's something crazy. So,
And for a couple of guys, season is over. So Josh McDaniels and whoever the GM's called.
Dave Ziegler.
They're gone.
Mark Davis.
Fired.
Ruthless Mark Davis. As ruthless as his haircut.
I mean, it's ruthless as the person that charges him for that haircut.
How many times did we didn't really mention it enough, did we, on our hot seat?
No,
I think we were so obsessed with Brandon Staley.
Well, Brandon McDaniels. Staley's just felt really like the seats felt really hot.
And but the Bears, even well.
Like, well,
do you know what? I think
no
it's
one
because,
cares as well.
I think that's the thing. I think Staley, everyone's like so frustrated that he's got these pieces and they're not doing anything. And then, like the Raiders, you've just expected to be shit.
The thing is, I sit there on a Sunday and I watch it and I try and pick my, you know, my hot seat, my play of the week as I go to bed. And I was like, the hot seat is definitely McDaniels because, the teams you would expect. I sort of went to bed thinking on Sunday, Riviera, and then Monday, McDaniels. And you're like, yeah, no. Then Davis went and took the pleasure of firing him. So I couldn't be right.
Yeah, I don't think you can deny it's not the right decision. Maybe the timing could have been better. Maybe given to the end of the year, because realistically, even with where they are, what they're going to be doing for the rest of this year. But, you know, in the 10 or 11 years since Mark Davis took over from his dad, Al
Awful.
Davis, it's just been a cacophony of bullshit, hasn't it? Like, you've gone from Hugh Jackson, Jack Del Rio, John Gruden. Daniel's the only one that's done any good.
Bisaccia.
You decided not to give him the job. And look, there's also the GM side of things as well. They've never had a GM. I was thinking today about, you know, thinking about content coming up for the podcast. It's like we do rankings of the best quarterbacks. We do power rankings of the best teams. We should do a power ranking of the franchise, the organisation.
Yeah.
Which organisations are the best ones that you want to be coaching or playing for? Because I'm pretty sure Raiders would be in the bottom five.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
I think the thing is, they built that stadium, which looks amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks a bit like a toilet bowl.
Yeah. The facilities look amazing. And, you know, it's in Vegas. They moved it from Oakland. All that different hype and everything. And they've put nothing on the field. You know, they've tried all sorts of things. They've tried tanking and then using God knows how many first round picks to build a brand new team. From the defence, and they fucked that up. Yeah. And then they tried going out and getting some proven stars like Devontae Adams. They've fucked that up as well.
Just seems honestly, everything they do is just the wrong thing to do.
Yeah. They never go full hog. No. Like they never, though, even when they were accumulating draft picks, they did it at a time where they didn't have a GM, and it was a guy, wasn't it a guy from ESPN picking that?
Mike Mayock.
Yeah, he was the GM with Gruden. And, like, McDaniels is so bad, he's made Gruden look competent.
Which is saying
we know that they're all not like, you know, Carl Nassib was like the best of the bunch.
Yeah.
And he was average.
And you look at some of the draft picks. I mean, there's the whole Henry Ruggs thing.
Yeah.
There's tackles that have been shocking. Cleveland Farrell is not on the team anymore. He was a number 3 or 4 overall pick.
He's looking half decent.
He's looking all right at the 49ers.
But,
like I said, but everything they do is just bad. Like every decision Mark Davis makes, this organization, is the wrong decision. So,
well, even.
And look, yeah. He's the owner, so no one's going to fire him. But someone's got to sit him down and go, you're not very good at this, Mark.
Yeah.
Find someone to do it for you. Sit back, enjoy the football, and have someone in charge of like football operations because you can't do it.
Yeah.
You are shit at it.
Yeah. So 18 months he's been in charge, 2 years of almost. So he came in, they gave a new deal to Derek Carr, Darren Waller, Hunter Renfro. Since then, they cut Carr. They traded Waller for nothing. Renfro got a big deal, deal.
And I've never heard of him since.
Yeah. He was apparently on the trade block as well. So
And then they wouldn't pay Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
You know, so the whole thing is, and Josh McDaniels, like, he's done now. He's had his chances, isn't he? That's never going to coach again.
Yeah.
Like, he'll go and be a, you know, quarterback's coach or a, you know, maybe a coordinator. But again, it's that, you know, we called it, didn't we, a couple of weeks ago, the Belichick coaching tree. They're just...
It's just terrible.
It's just not worked out, has it?
I think the other thing with McDaniels is, like, is he... We always say, like, is someone a good head coach or are they just a good coordinator? Are they a flip between the two? I don't even know if Josh McDaniels is a good coordinator or we just had Tom Brady.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, we can't be too harsh because he has 6 rings, which is twice as much as the Raiders have in their history.
Completely agree.
So does the cleaner.
But look how good Belichick's been since Brady.
Exactly,
left.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, it's like you can't just, you know, it's an organisation, isn't it? But it comes down to the players at the end of the day, doesn't it?
I don't know. Like, they've got good players. They've had good players. They've had players that have done well elsewhere. And they've had players that have gone on and done well after they've left the Raiders as well. It's just the whole organisation's thing.
Did you say Carl Nassib?
Yeah.
He got a Super Bowl ring at the Bucks. Like, it's just awful.
All the way back to, like, Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Signing him. What a disaster that was as well.
Yeah. Well, look who they've got under centre now. Like, they had Derek Carr, and for some reason, 2 head coaches haven't fancied him. And I don't, because he's at the Saints now. He's fine. He's
always been fine.
And he's, but you bring in Garoppolo, who failed a physical, and you still signed him.
And then he got injured, and he had to play injured. Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, and apparently that was the thing that broke the camel's back. It was this decision to play Hoyer rather than O'Connell last week. And of course, this week they went back to Jimmy G, who is... He just looks fucked. Like, I think he's got back issues. He's
a foot issue.
Yeah. Like, the thing,
they've paid him some okay money as well.
Yeah. The one...
It's 70 million for 3 years, but then get out of it.
It's the get out after a year. Yeah. I think that's the one sensible thing they might have done, is the fact that they could get out of it after a year. You know, there were opportunities to, you know, get a quarterback last year in the draft. They could have traded up like other teams did. They could have drafted Will Levis, who's just come off a magnificent game. But again, like, you don't know what the direction is with that team ever. No matter how many changes they've made, you look at it and go, what are you doing? Because you're right. Replacing Derek Carr with Jimmy G is like for like, except Jimmy G isn't reliable in terms of fitness.
Yeah.
So it's a step backwards.
It's a more handsome, but more physically wrecked version of the same player.
Yeah. Anyway, he's benched this weekend.
He is. Aidan O'Connell starts because, you know, we all like going into a, you know, an absolute bin fire. Although, you know, Davante Adams.
I mean, they've forced him to stay. He doesn't want to be there. The whole thing is just toxic, and we don't even like who's gonna lead that for the rest of the season.
Well, so apparently it's Antonio Pierce,
the linebacker coach.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So and they got rid of their offensive coordinator as well. Can't remember the guy's name. So they got rid of, and they got to pay all three of them still, and they're still paying Mike Mayock. I think they're still paying John Gruden as well, I expect.
And no, but I think that's gone to court because they fired misconduct.
Fair enough, yeah, or whatever. But you know, Mark Davis also well known for not exactly being the richest of the 32 owners.
Yep,
actually the poorest. Like at some point, the guy just go, you know what? Broncos sold for what was it, $7-8 billion?
Yeah,
sitting there on a franchise in the middle of Las Vegas, brand spanking new stadium. You could get $10 billion, surely. Fucking sell it and fuck off.
Oh, God, yeah.
Go and get a proper haircut.
Yeah, he will never do that. The problem is that franchise has had no history, has it, for, I don't know, what was it, the 80s, 70s?
Yeah, 70s, 80s, when like, you know, Al Davis.
So you're talking 40 years since they've been relevant.
Like, I guess, I mean, they went to a Super Bowl, didn't they?
They're not going to go for more than the Commanders, I don't think.
No. Sorry?
I don't think they'll go for more than the Commanders.
Oh, they will, but only because they're in Vegas.
Yeah. It's not going to be anything.
You don't pay.
It won't be any less than $7 billion.
No.
What the Commanders went for.
No.
Yeah, billion here, billion there. At some point in time, it starts adding up.
I don't know. But basically, it's a fucking shit show. We get to laugh at Perry a little bit more. And it's all good fun, isn't it?
I would say I feel sorry for Raiders fans, but you know, I know one of them. So.
No.
He won't fucking shut up about it.
And as Niners, we're not gonna give him any sympathy.
We're just gonna do the old point and laugh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, exactly. So any early indications for who they can go for to replace McDaniel? Because
I gave you a list.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. I'm trying to be conversational.
I didn't like
because I saw the list and the name that sprung out to me was Jim Harbaugh.
I thought it would
because. He's in a bit of trouble at the moment, isn't he?
He is, yeah.
He's currently suspended.
Facing charges of cheating.
Yeah.
Spying. Another spying. Spygate. Yeah, type
there thing. Is talk, though, that if he is banned in college football, the NFL will also roll that ban. They won't officially roll it as a ban. Apparently, it's happened once before.
He also started his coaching career at the Raiders. So he's got Raiders blood in him.
But yeah.
That explains the cheating.
That explains the cheating.
Apparently, that has happened before. Would you believe I've just had a message from our Raiders fan?
Okay.
Who's just said, what are the odds that the Raiders and United could sack both their managers in the same week? Because Newcastle are currently beating Man United 2-0. So he's obviously having a terrible few days, which is brilliant.
I wouldn't put it past him.
I mean, at some point, do we just blame Steve?
Yeah. He makes bad life choices.
He does. He does.
As does his sister.
I think I looked at the Athletic released 10 potential candidates for the Vegas job, and I think these 10 names are probably going to be linked to every coaching job come the off season. You don't invite it yourself, but top of the list, I think Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator for the Lions.
Yeah,
I think he's a shoo-in for a job at the end of the season.
I hope he's been so fun. The Lions have been so fun to watch, you know, with him in control. I hope he goes to a good team.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't go to the Raiders.
So basically, I don't want him to be, to be raided. The others, there was
Brian
some really
Flores,
good...
no chance. He's done.
He's having a really good...
I know, but...
What has he done?
I think you're...
I've done nothing wrong, but... Too much stigma.
I don't think you sue the
Eric the enemy is waiting for Riverboat Ron to fuck off, isn't he?
I think the only
Do you not think?
Yeah, potentially. I was gonna chat about them later, but
yeah.
The new owners have obviously got a plan, it's whether he fits in it.
Is he a sexy enough name?
Probably not.
No. And we have to assume that Bienaby is one of the worst interviewers ever, because he never gets the job. He must literally walk in and just be like, give me the job, I'll go fuck yourselves, guys.
Dan Quinn, defensive coordinator for the Cowboys. Again, he's one that's been rumoured for jobs the last couple of seasons. He's stayed in Dallas because apparently he hates life.
Yeah. Well, he likes winning in everywhere but January.
Do you know what? I think some of them that, you know, that go out and try it, you know, and aren't that successful are quite happy to go back and be coordinators.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So I think there's the pressure is obviously much different, you know. Yeah. The hours will be long, et cetera, et cetera. But I still think that actually some of them go out and they do it and they just go, it's not fucking worth it.
You see, my issue with this list that The Athletic released is that, you know, all of these are pretty decent names, pretty sensible. You can make an argument for all of them, which is exactly why the Raiders won't do any of it. They'll go and find a college coach.
What's Urban Meyer doing?
Yeah. It's not a bad shout. Urban Meyer, Lincoln Riley.
I've just looked it up.
Gary's looking at me stunned as if, like, that's...
Someone actually brought that name up.
Who? Would you put it past them?
No,
I wouldn't. But right, it'd be mad.
Yeah. I just looked it up, actually. So Dan Quinn earns $4.5 million a year.
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy, he when he signed his contract, it was $4 to $7 million a year. So Dan Quinn earns just as much as the Cowboys head coach for half the responsibility.
Do you need the hassle?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Do you need it? Like, would you rather everyone says, oh, he's not a head coach or et cetera, et cetera, or God, he was one of the best defensive minds the league had in 20 years?
Like, do you build like a resume like Wade Phillips?
Yeah.
Defensive master.
Exactly, yeah.
The only guys earning big money are the storied
Shanahan.
No. So Belichick earns $20 million a year. Carroll, 15. McVay, 14. They're all guys who've been there for 10, 20 years.
Not for McVay.
Not for McVay, but like McVay's, you know.
That's why I thought Shanahan would be up there as well, to be fair.
Not won anything yet, is he?
But, no, I suppose not.
True. But
yeah, I suppose Peyton must be on some as well.
I imagine so, yeah. I don't think it's, for a lot of these guys, it won't be worth the hassle.
No, I wouldn't want it.
Nah.
Okay.
But yeah, should we move on to the trades?
Yeah. I like this, we're just ignoring the fact that any football was played. This
is more interesting. This is more interesting chat about.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
So, big news. Of course, Washington traded away Montez
everything.
Sweat.
No, they traded away everything. What the fuck is wrong with them?
No, they've got four good defensive linemen. They still have two.
Paid two of them.
They paid two. They've got rid of the other two. The day started, it was either going to be Young or Sweat who went.
Yeah, that's what everyone thought. Yeah. One of the two.
And I think they wanted Young out. I think they felt there was more chance potentially of keeping Sweat. His numbers are higher, I guess, this year. But
and his injuries are not as injuries bad.
They got a second round pick for him, and they get a third round pick, a compensatory third round pick for Chase Young. So,
talk about it from the Washington point of view first. Yeah. I get what they're doing.
Yeah,
new owners have come in. All right, Sam Howell's had a decent year, but I think we can all say that that franchise is probably not going to go to the playoffs. It's definitely not going to win a Super Bowl.
No.
Don't care what Griff might say about it. It could be a contender because it's not mathematically impossible. Well, bullshit, Griff. I can say right now, the Washington Commanders are not contenders for the Super Bowl.
No.
You're not here to argue.
No.
We mentioned it before. Rivera will probably be out of a job. You know, he built his resume on defense, on the defensive line, coaching those defensive line. And now all that investment in that defensive line has now been pulled apart. So for Washington, makes sense. They've got a second round pick,
and he has been saying this season that last season, like, you know, to talk about the defensive line, he says it's not as consistent as it should be. Yeah. It need, you know, I mean, do you see Jonathan Allen after the Giants game where he was furious, and I just like basically like it's been the same for years and years.
Music.
Just keep, I'm sure he's. I'm sure he's happy as anything right now, seeing two of his mates gone.
I mean, we said it probably not last year, year before, where we did a program about the Washington Commanders. Just the whole franchise need a reset. They've got new ownership. Whether it's Bieniemy that takes over as head coach, I don't know. see what happens. But yeah, fine. Get some draft capital. Go and rebuild the whole fucking team.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
It looks a bit stale, doesn't it? It's a shame because last year they had some green shoots, actually, and then the defence looked like it should have been really good.
It should have been good.
And then offence should be okay as well. Scary Terry, Logan Thomas.
I think Sam Howell's actually playing pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, so like they should be competitive in that division, and they're just not as competitive as they should
be. They've taken the Eagles to it. They gave the Eagles two very close games. So they've got the potential there. But yeah, obviously, they've taken that decision. So I get it from their point of view.
Yeah. And as well, if you get a Browns second round pick, that's 34, 35.
Well, that's the thing I don't get from the Bears' point of view. Because they're not in a win now situation. Again, pretty sure the Bears aren't going to win the Super Bowl this year.
No. I can. At first, I thought, why are they doing that? And then I thought, actually, I'd think it makes sense because if he's in your building, you get first dibs at getting him on contract. It's very rare a defensive end like this comes up on the free market.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
So you have him in your building, you control that. I think they've decided that's the sort of player they want. Great.
My one counter to that would be, and I agree with you, but I would say, if that's the case, they should have had him locked up to a contract already.
Yeah.
Because at the moment, he's now got all the power is with him. So he knows they've given up a second-round pick, especially after last year, where they gave up a second-round pick on Claypool. The Bears don't want this to be another Claypool
situation. It can't be.
So Montez Sweat is sitting there going, or his agent is sitting there going, all right, show me the money.
Yeah.
Look, I think they've got a lot of cap space.
They do.
So I think he'll get paid.
He will.
I don't think it's even a...
But the longer the way, the more that will go.
I think it'll happen pretty quickly.
Yeah. Hopefully it will for this.
I would have thought they'll sign him to a long-term contract pretty quickly.
Yeah.
They've had very little on defence, haven't they? They probably said to him, you're going to be our main man. We're going to draft some talent to come around you. We've got Justin Fields. We've got this. We've got that.
You know, they've got Justin Fields.
Well, yeah, but they've got options, haven't they?
A defensive head coach as well.
But how long is he going to be there?
Well,
anyway,
you've got to sell it on what you've got now.
For the sake of the fact that you're saying for a second round pick, instead of it being a lottery in the draft, you're getting a guarantee.
Exactly. Pull-up. Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
But it looks expensive at the moment until they
tie up for contract and then I'm all bought into it.
Yeah, yeah. So what about the other bloke? So he's gone for a compensatory third round pick to the 49ers.
Yep.
So he adds to that defensive line of Bosa, Hargrave, Armstead,
Gregory
or Drake, or London, Chase Young now, or Clelin Ferrell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
with Warner behind them.
Greenlaw as well.
Although, the thing I really wanted you guys to...
Surtain.
I wanted you to get a cornerback.
Yeah, well, apparently we did, but then the Giants didn't notify the league.
Yeah,
you're not seeing that?
No.
Oh, did you go for Dory Jackson?
Yes, apparently we were supposed to be getting a Dory Jackson, but you didn't notify the league in time, the Giants, so the trade didn't go through. That's what was all over Twitter today.
No, I'm fine with that.
We do need him. We always need it. Everyone needs help at cornerback. It's not easy, is it?
We need a cornerback, I agree, but... If you can't improve the cornerback situation, what do? You take away the time and the opposing quarterback has to throw the ball.
Yep.
And that's what you... Well,
we've had the most pressures in the league, got loads but not of enough sacks.
We're not getting sacked. And I'm watching them on Sunday, sitting there going, Joe Burrow is not an escape artist.
No.
There were a few instances where both he and other Bengals players seemed to just slip through tackles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the one where he sort of hid behind.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought Bosa had him, and then he was gone. Yeah. It was like, so.
But yeah,
I think
third round pick for him is. I mean, even if he goes there, and it's just this season,
we get our third round pick back anyway.
Yeah, we'll get the third round pick back from another compensatory situation, and we only have to pay $500,000 for him for the rest of the year.
Exactly.
It's just another genius trial.
Well, they basically said to him, look, yeah, come, we'll try and win a Super Bowl together, and then we'll see what we can do for you. You know, that's it, isn't it? You know, happy days. So
even if you just put on a franchise tag for another year, if you want him, because we've got a load of cap space somehow going into next year.
Yeah. Because we haven't got a quarterback, that's why.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
But the thought of him and Nick Bosa on the same defensive line.
Well, how do you... You can't double-team both of them.
No. And then you've got Hargrave and Armstead.
If
they can get it...
If they can get Young go, he's been...
He's had five sacks already this year.
What they don't have to do, they don't have to play him in every single snap. You've got Randy Gregory and a few others. And the same with Bosa, actually. You can keep them fresher. It's what the Eagles did last year. That continual rotation of defensive linemen just meant that they all got sacks and they all got pressures.
He's a very good GM, John Lynch.
I have to say, he is, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
That's a very clever move.
Shrewd.
And I don't know how that happens and the rest of the league aren't just going, oh,
yeah, we could have done that.
That's all it costs. Yeah.
You got him for what?
Nothing.
Literally.
It's literally a fucking...
Well, it's a no lose, is it?
Yeah.
No. There's nothing we can lose.
No, exactly. Like,
if he leaves, we get our money back.
Yeah. Apparently there are rumours he's awkward in the changing rooms. But
the thing is, he's going to go to a franchise where he kind of can't afford to be like that. Like, if you want game time, knuckle down because we're here to do a job and we've got experience.
Buck up and fly light.
Yeah, exactly. We've got experience getting there. You know, follow this recipe and you can come along.
So Young is fifth in the NFL with 40 quarterback pressures so far this season. And he sits fourth. One place below his new teammate, Nick Bosa, at 41.
Yeah.
That's 81 quarterback pressures just between the two of them. Sounds all right to me for $500,000. I'm all right with it.
I'm good with it.
I mean, yeah.
I reckon they might be able to afford him as well with Brock Purdy.
Oh, yeah.
If they stick with Brock Purdy, they probably can afford him.
Yeah. They can give him a cheap 1-2 year deal.
Yeah.
If he wants to. It's like, stay here for another year, earn yourself some more money in a couple of years, and you've got a good chance of getting a Super Bowl ring. Or hopefully another Super Bowl ring.
So staying in the division, but slightly more expensive, Leonard Williams joins the Seahawks to bolster that defensive line.
Another good signing.
And once again, like, it's good for Seattle, but it's also the Giants got some decent value for him. A player who I predicted would actually wouldn't make the season. I thought cap pressures would mean we'd have to get rid of him.
Yeah, you thought he was going to be gone, didn't you, in the off season?
But good, really good player. The Seattle Seahawks have almost like a sneaky good defense. Like,
it's getting better.
It's getting better. Like, they have some really big playmakers there. So
they've got Frank Clark there now as well, haven't they?
Yep. And
recently as well, in the last couple of weeks.
Last week or so he signed.
So they've made some big moves. Like that. They're now competitive against the Niners, aren't they?
Well, yeah. Yeah, they are in the NFC, they are probably in the top five teams now. Probably maybe more.
And if they wore a proper outfit like they did this week, they might get a little bit less hatred.
It looks so much better.
Yeah, that fucking neon green shit just needs to fuck off.
Yeah, and it's so good this week. I loved how they just went for it as well. Like, on Twitter, they had the pack they gave to the journalists, which was appropriately, aged.
Retro,
it was so good. Like, literally, do that.
The field markings, the coaching staff with their hoodies as well. It just looked, I don't know, it looks so
I always think the retro games look so much better.
The retro one, apart from the Steelers and the Packers.
I really like the Steelers retro kit.
Oh, really?
The Bumblebee kit.
I like the Bumblebee
kit.
I don't like the Packers one.
I don't like the Buccaneers popsicle orange thing.
I don't mind that.
No, I think that looks terrible.
Yeah. There's not many I
creamsicle.
Don't like. Most
creamsicle,
of them,
that's it. Yeah,
most sorry. Of them, I think, are pretty good.
Yeah, like this
year.
I
love the Eagles Kelly greens.
The Eagles Kelly greens.
That was top notch.
I don't agree with it, but the Oilers
That was a lovely kit. That was
the Giants as well.
Giants was really good.
The dark blue helmets again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been really some really good stuff.
So
but
why do we have to put up with the normal shit?
Exactly, it makes you do like why is it so good and the normal stuff so boring?
Why Nike or bad such shit uniforms?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's to go back to Champion.
Yeah, the throwback ones are just better, aren't they?
Yeah,
the Reebok ones. As well.
Reebok, yeah, Reebok.
God, we sound like old miserable.
We do.
Gets, I know, but they're all just a bit plasticky and a bit dull, aren't they?
So
the thing is, Nike make really good kits for the Oregon Ducks. Like really cool.
Some of the college ones
are
lovely.
The college ones are amazing.
The Michigan ones are really nice. Those really dark blue with the yellow, really nice. You know,
because they got they haven't got as many restrictions in the college game as they do in the NFL. And it's like, their kits are so much better.
Yeah. I got really nerdy the other week, and I was listening to a bloke talking about designing kits for the Premier League because he designed the Leeds kit on the assumption that they'd be in the Premier League, and they weren't. But and he wanted to have, like, because the theme for this year was peacocks, but you aren't allowed to have on your kit anything that resembles, and the terming here is a thing. So, like, if you wanted, like, if Newcastle, for instance, wanted to have like a magpie.
Right.
You can't have a magpie on the kit because a magpie is a thing and people get offended by things. So our thing is peacocks this year, and they've had to design stuff that is sort of resembles of a peacock but isn't a peacock because a peacock is a thing and people get offended by things, even if the things are birds and, you know.
Do you know what? I mean, it's a sad state of affairs.
It's how
absolutely
corporate.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you know someone's going to come out and say, well, I got raped by a peacock.
Yeah.
Raped by a peacock.
Yeah, there will
peacock
be.
Peacock killed my dad.
Yeah, there'll be something like that.
And well, Dad did used to hate that peacock.
I used to have a family of peacocks in my garden.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
It's not as posh as it sounds.
No.
They escaped.
Honestly, his dad used to hate these peacocks.
He used to sleep outside my window, and at 5 a.m, all you'd hear is, ah! And I...
Such as your brother going to the toilet, though.
No, literally, it was me going mad through my sort of sixth form years, because I never slept. It wouldn't let me, but it wouldn't fuck off. And there's only one to start with, and then one day we went out in the back garden, there were two of them. Which, of course, meant a couple of months later, there were 3 and 4 of them. I didn't have a big house. I could afford to keep 4 peacocks. Anyway, Rasul Douglas has gone to the Bills. He's left the Green Bay Packers.
Dear.
Some quarterback help for the Bills.
Great signing for the Bills.
Good, yeah, really good.
Cornerback, they can play in cold weather, and that's what they need. Trudeau
exactly.
White, injured.
Did you see someone found the footage of Josh Allen telling me that he sucked last time they played? Water in the bridge. Elsewhere, DPJ, Donovan Peoples-Jones, has gone to the Lions.
And no one cares.
It's just depth, isn't it?
It is.
You like him, didn't you?
I like DPJ. I like the Lions.
He was at Michigan as well.
Yeah.
College-wise.
And... So Marvin Jones has stepped away for a while from football. And also I think it means they have less trust in Jameson Williams, their first round receiver, because he's not done much. He scored 2 touchdowns, but
apart from that,
it's very, very light.
It's fair.
In between his injury, I mean, they signed him injured. But his injury and his betting ban, like,
it's not great, is it?
It's not been a great start.
It's feeling a little bit like a Kevin White.
Yeah, really does. But I hope he comes good, because there's such a talented player in there.
Yeah.
And Minnesota. So we'll start talking about the game here, because Minnesota have got Josh Dobbs because they've lost Kirk Cousins to an Achilles injury.
Yeah.
And the Vikings have just started to look really good, and Kirk's now gone down. Jefferson's already injured. They don't have running back help. They brought in Jared Allen? I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Something Allen. Who threw a nasty pick and looked a bit lost. He is a fifth round pick. You know, he's a complete nobody. But so they brought in Josh Dobbs to
just hold the fort.
Basically,
he's been okay though.
Jaren Hall, by the way.
Jaren Hall.
Although I think it's a bit surprising that the Cardinals.
That's like, what surprised me.
Well, that means they're going to play Kyler.
Yeah.
They've said that Clayton Tune is going to start this week.
That means they're going to play Kyler at some point.
Kyler's going to come back at some point.
They
aren't as bad as people thought they were going to be. Maybe that's the thing. Like, they aren't in a tanking position.
Well, the results and the records aren't great.
No.
But the Cardinals are playing all right.
Yeah.
Well, as a team, they're playing better than what I expected them to be. But yeah, I can't find it myself to say that I think Kyler Murray is going to be better than Josh Dobbs.
It's really strange to say that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think it means that Kirk is more likely to be at the Vikings next year? Because I have a feeling it might.
I have a feeling it might. Because I've been on the Kirk is out of Minnesota. I think it might help him.
Because his value will be less in the open market.
Yeah.
So he might take a prove it deal.
Yeah. I don't think it would get
not for a long, but he, like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. He might get like a 2-year deal or something, you know, that actually isn't much more than he was on, or, you know, I don't know. I just wonder. A lot of good noises coming out about how important he is to the club as well, isn't it? So,
and like, you know, it's an Achilles one, but it's not like he's a Justin Fields or a Scamper, Steve Young type. He's
just how he comes back and
how he comes back. Yeah, yeah. I hope he doesn't. He's not like, I guess, in the Rodgers position, who's trying so desperately to get back.
Yeah,
because he's got an ego to feed.
I think the Vikings have done well. Like, I think that's a good deal. Didn't cost him much.
Seventh round.
I mean, see what happens in the season. You know, it's all very much up in the air now, isn't it? So,
I mean, they just toss away day three picks on the day, don't they? It's just,
yeah, exactly.
So it means nothing. I because your first thought is, do they go and get like a Tannehill or a Wentz?
I think Dobbs is better than Tannehill.
And I think,
I mean, Wentz Dobbs, or Matt Ryan could have been shouts.
Yeah, but it's Dobbs's like third. Fourth team,
seventh
in a year.
Oh,
it is in the year because he was traded to the Titans.
Started off the Browns.
Yeah.
So he was traded to the Titans last year to replace Tannehill at the end.
Yeah.
Because Malik Willis is shit. Did an all right job. He went to the Browns, was then traded to the Cardinals just before the start of the season. He's done all right there. Now he's at the Vikings. Like, he's just. He's just like, he's like the new Brissett. Like, you want someone to come in with no prep and do a normal job. You're being Josh Dobbs.
He is genuinely a rocket scientist.
Yeah.
As well. So he's got a bit of intelligence up there. And he can pick up a play. I think he proved actually in Arizona and Tennessee, he can pick up a playbook quickly and be more than serviceable. So yeah, give him a week. All right, we will see him next week.
Well, yeah.
10. Leading the Vikings. And yeah. Look, he's got some weapons there. Jordan Addison had a good game.
Yeah. What's Hockenson's still there.
Hockenson's still there.
And at some point, Jefferson will be back.
Jefferson's going to be back.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And you've got Mattison.
Yeah.
You know, Mattison, for you fantasy owners, might be worth playing this week because there's going to be nothing else.
They've got Cam Akers as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the defense is playing better.
So the defense is really good, actually, compared to the sum of its parts.
Yeah.
Flores has got them really going.
They did just trade away one of their O-linemen, though, didn't they, as well?
Yeah.
To the Jags. Ezra Cleveland just went to the Jags.
Yeah, good half, you know, half decent thing. But
it'll weaken that offensive line a little bit. But, you know, Dobbs is more mobile than Kirk.
Exactly.
Certainly right now.
Yeah. We'll take a break and then we'll come back and we'll talk the actual games. And welcome back. So, story of the weekend has to be, I guess, Will Levis and his
Phenomenal debut.
Honestly, four touchdowns.
Amazing.
And they just let him play. Like, everyone things broke down, they were like, he had the confidence to think, now, fuck it, I'm going to chuck it 60 yards to, admittedly, one of the best receivers in football.
Look, that helps, but, you know, he's a rookie quarterback, but the way he threw the ball.
Wow.
Yeah. It was just like, no backlift, bang, gone, 60 yards. He's like, whoa.
The ball came out really smooth.
Really beautiful. And, like, he went down to the second round. Most people in mock drafts had him in the first round. Dropped to second round, mainly because he had a pretty poor season at Kentucky his last season. But that was because he had such a bad cast around him that what more could he do?
Paul was very big on Levi's.
Did he think he was a bit of a wrangler in his college days?
Beautiful.
Nice. Paul, he was big on him. So he'll be pleased. But yeah, because we've talked about trades already, we didn't mention that the Titans didn't trade away Derrick Henry or DeAndre Hopkins, as people predicted, because has he sort of turned around their season?
I think he's given them hope.
Yeah.
Because suddenly you're not just relying. I mean, Tannehill goes out injured. You've got a choice there between, right, Malik Willis. I kind of know what we've got Malik Willis, and it's not a lot.
Yeah, it's a fumble. Yeah. And, you know.
Or do we give it to Will Levis? I will pronounce it Levis. See what we've got.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? Maybe if they played at the weekend and he'd thrown four interceptions rather than four touchdowns, maybe then there would have been a bit of a different approach come the trade deadline. But now they're looking and going, all right, we might have someone who can play here. We've certainly got a wide receiver who has made bad quarterbacks look good. We might have a good quarterback, so he might be good. And we've got a running back who can still tear it up. You know, even after all the antics of Levis, Derrick Henry still got 101 yards.
Yeah.
Still average of 4.6 yards a carry. He can still get it done.
And it was against the Falcons, who this year have been a good defense. I mean, they're an appalling offensive team to watch.
And they've finally taken the right decision to drop Desmond Ridder.
He was injured, wasn't he?
He was injured, but they are dropping. Heinicke plays this weekend.
Right, so he went out initially because he was injured.
His ego took a bit of a denting.
Just bruised talent.
Yeah, and I think Derrick Henry, you know, we talk about you have to establish the run game to be able to get the play action and the pass game. It's the same the other way around.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't pass the ball, it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, DeAndre Hopkins is getting four touchdowns. Like, they can't just set up for Derrick Henry to run at them, and he's going to get space, isn't he? Because they're having to put, you know, more pieces into the backfield. So all of a sudden there's space, isn't there? Derrick Henry's not, you know, since the injury, he's not as explosive as he was 2 years ago. You know, he's just not.
That injury's also coincided with Tannehill form.
Exactly,
So to your point, like,
it's always balance.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's, like, we'll see what happens this weekend. We'll see if it's just a one-off. People, you know, teams, defensive coordinators are going to learn more about him.
But so is DeAndre Hopkins. If he trusts him, like...
Exactly.
Yeah. Hopkins has some all right games, but this was like, reminds you of the DeAndre Texans. Hopkins,
yeah.
It was fun to watch.
Broke a lot of fantasy players' hearts.
Really did.
Seeing DeAndre Hopkins on their bench and thinking about what could have been this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, it was. Because when they started, they said they were going to play Willis or Levi's. I thought that just meant they were going to play Willis, and sort of Levi's would come in as like a Taysom Hill, like a third down.
But even if they would have started Will Levis and said and come out and said it, I probably still would have left Hopkins on the bench.
You just don't know what you're going to get.
It's weird to be positive about the Titans because they've been such a basket case for the last year. So basically, they started off last season all right and then just tailed off. So, we'll see. Elsewhere, any games that
you want to... Carolina got their first win.
Yes.
Yeah, which none of us picked last week, did we?
Nope. We all went with Texans.
I would have picked the Texans. I'd have been there as well. I think that would have been a fair shout because the Texans are playing well. Carolina aren't.
They only just snuck the win as well.
Yeah, exactly. It was the last kick of the game and Texans managed to commit two or three penalties to get it moved two or three times closer.
Like the refs were getting pissed, weren't they? Yeah. They're like, guys, come on.
Come on.
You know, like... I think they were going to eject him next, weren't they? Yes. The same player did it twice in a row.
Yeah,
they did him. They did him for unsportsmanlike conduct, didn't they? For doing it on purpose.
I don't think you can read too much. I still don't think the Panthers are very good. I still think they're destined for a very high, well, not a very high pick. So they haven't got their first round pick this year, have they? And I'm still not convinced by Bryce Young.
He was fine. He was fine. And I was happy that the Panthers won because you don't like
you don't want an 0-17 team, do you?
No, you do, but they need to be much hilariously worse than the Panthers. Yeah. You need to be the Browns.
And you need to kind of hate them,
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't hate the Panthers. No. I just don't. I'm nothing the Panthers. I mean, frankly, but yeah, and Phelan continues to have a sort of Indian summer. Another 72 yards and eight catches. Doing fine.
He's just a big tight end, really, who doesn't run very far.
Yes.
So a young quarterback can find him.
I mean, he's lucky he doesn't run, because if you are running in the Panthers team, that means you are awful, because they could not run at all. But I think that says quite a lot about the Texans.
It was just a poor game. I think the Texans were poor, really. 15-13, that's a poor game, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there were quite a few pretty shoddy games over this weekend.
Yeah.
Like, I mean... Which you mentioned the shoddiest of them?
Yeah, go on. Mention the toilet bowl.
So, Jets, Giants, what was it?
13-10.
We got extra time.
Yeah, I was asking for no overtime.
Nobody wanted that. I mean...
Well, Jim was saying he did. I was like, can we not have it? Like, just call it a draw and go home. It was that bad.
It was appalling.
It was a terrible game.
Absolutely.
So bad.
One team who refused to throw versus another one who can't. There until right at the end. And
Tyrod injured.
Tyrod injured.
Taken to hospital.
Yes, I was still in hospital on Monday.
Yep.
So Tuesday, like later in the week, it's the guy just, his only luck is bad. Yeah. He's still suing the Chargers.
Tommy DeVito comes in, two passes out of seven. I think they just didn't let him pass to start off with, right? It's just run. So two completions minus 1 yard.
Yeah.
when he did throw, he was throwing behind the line.
Like I say, I'm sure the stat was that it was the lowest total number of passing yards of any team all time.
Yeah.
To go to overtime.
And despite that,
well, 7 yards.
The Giants probably should have. Well, they should have won.
They missed
a kick at the end, didn't they?
Gano has. Had
it's straightforward.
He's missed a couple.
He's got an injury issue at the moment. I'm amazed.
Oh, that's right. He did have an injury issue. Was it his back or something?
Yeah, and I think a foot issue as well.
Right.
The fact that he's still on the team and not been sent for surgery is.
But it's such a fall from grace, isn't it? Because everyone was all day bowl crazy. Like you were on about shaving your hair off last year, going full day bowl
last year.
We were great last year.
Yeah.
Day bowl. Just was competent. If this was Joe Judge, that would be a fireable performance because Dable's got credit in the bank, and as well like Tommy DeVito, I don't think we'll ever darken our doors again. But
well, he might do. You haven't got anything else, have you?
Daniel Jones might be back this year.
Daniel Jones might be back. Woo!
The woo is a fair point.
Well, at least he can rush, But like just like that, Well, I know we didn't pass it. Barkley was still getting 4 yards a carry.
Yeah,
128 yards.
Carried it 36 times.
36
times he carried it.
I mean, that's not something I'd be wanting to do with someone with his injury history.
Exactly.
But they did. Thing is, as well,
but you're 2-6. Like,
well, why is the story is not us?
Yeah, I was going to say
the story is the Jets
are 4-3.
Shit. They are 4-3 and shit.
Yeah, but nobody here supports the Jets, and that's not fun. Whereas I can just rib you a little bit, and that's much more fun. You're 2-6.
The Jets are one.
But
game
I don't
behind,
care.
The Jets are one game behind the Bills.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's actually incredible.
They're coached well, and they have got a good defense. Are they conceding loads of points? Not just against you. I'm not saying, like, you're the Giants. You're shit this year. But and they conceded 10 points. That's not what I'm saying. But they've not. Their defense has been good all year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just. The story is that you had to get extra time to beat a team without a quarterback.
Yeah, but they've almost, you know, they've only got half a quarterback with Zach Wilson.
But that's the story. And they've still got 4 wins.
Yeah.
Still managed to win.
They did not pick up anybody in the trade deadline, despite the fact that they have a revolving door at O-line. Dexter Lawrence was the highest rated player on PFF rankings this weekend because he just ate. He had the best weekend of his, apart from up until about 2 minutes to go. Kayvon Thibodeau had a great game.
He did, yeah. And then he fucked it.
Then he fucked up offside and cost
us. Big penalty, wasn't it? It was a really big penalty.
That sort of started the
still a free sacks in a game.
Still, yeah. But, like,
I think he got a bit overexcited, didn't he?
He did.
Really?
Yeah.
You're right, Dexter Lawrence had 5 quarterback hits.
Yeah, it was mad.
Only 1 sack, but still, like, getting to the quarterback is...
He gets an insane amount of pressures.
This Jets team would be really good with Aaron Rodgers.
God,
it would be good with an O-line and Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, but if you bring Aaron Rodgers back, you're just getting a 39-year-old man hit by big defensive players. He's going to go out injured again.
I think that is fair, but I think Aaron Rodgers... has, you know, played behind all kinds of different O-lines. And look, we don't know what he'll come back. Will he come back? You know, all those kind of bits. But
He played behind a shit O-line last year.
Yeah, that's what...
And was mid.
Yeah, he was. But he can still move around and pass on the move and stuff like that. And he's got much more game awareness than fucking Zach Wilson. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying. I've like we said, didn't we, last week, that the Jets were quite... feasibly be at like 6-3, looking at their schedule.
Yeah, yeah, they can be.
And then if Rodgers can get back towards the playoff, you just don't know. We said it, you know.
But you're right, it does make me even more disappointed that Rodgers did get that injury.
Oh, it doesn't disappoint me at all. I hate him.
I know you hate him, but...
And the fact that he's...
I just want to see what they could have been. Maybe they still can be,
I don't know. Yeah, but literally, unless it's Wilson throwing to Wilson, they have nothing. I'm so sick of Rodgers appearing on Pat McAfee.
He's got nothing else to do.
Do you know he gets $1 million a year for that?
Yeah.
To go out and just spout shit. Like literally, guy, fuck off.
How about we talk about Cowboys Rams?
I was about to say that's my next thing I want to bring up because the Cowboys.
There were some questions about whether Cowboys just beat shit teams. The Rams have been okay this year,
and it turns out they do all right when at home.
Yeah,
they are. They if they don't get a home draw for the playoffs, it's going to be the same as it is every year.
I mean, when you've got to play 8 games away from home, that's a problem.
It doesn't help.
CeeDee Lamb is ridiculously good as well.
Career game. Also helps that they got to Matt Stafford and he just kept hitting his thumb against helmets.
He also went out of the game.
Yeah.
Injured.
He's potentially out for the next weekend as well.
Brett Rippon, baby.
Yep. Because Stetson Bennett is also out at the moment. I play in another fantasy league, which has got 14 teams in it and it's a 2 quarterback league. There is carnage in that league this year. It's like no one knows what to do.
So you have to play, or is it a flex? Is it a super flex, or is it 2 quarterbacks?
It is 2 quarterbacks.
Wow. Is it auction, or is it just regular snake?
Regular snake, 2 quarterbacks.
Yes. I bet at the start of the year you feel so good about yourself.
You do, yeah.
And then after like week 4, you just feel like you want to cry.
What do you do at bye weeks?
Well, yeah, you've got to have 3 quarterbacks on your team, basically.
But
But there's 14 teams.
14 teams, yeah.
So yeah, this is the second year we've done it. My first two picks in the draft, quarterbacks.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. People are picking like, oh, we'll get Christian McCaffrey. Tell you what, the person who's got Christian McCaffrey only has one quarterback, and that quarterback is Zach Wilson.
Oh, my God.
Right, it's just carnage. I've now got, I'm lucky, Josh Allen and Trevor Lawrence are my first two quarterbacks. I've got Taylor Heineke as my backup.
Well, it's fine. You might get something this week.
Yeah.
Anyway. If he needs, he'll get because Lawrence is on a bye, isn't
he? Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah.
Carnage to quarterback injuries, and Matt Stafford is now the latest.
Yes. But yeah, the Cowboys are one of those weird enigmas, aren't they? Some weeks you watch them and you just think they are so good.
Yeah,
and they should be, you know, as Griff would like to say, contenders. But
well, they are contenders.
They will be out of that division, but when they come up against really good opposition and have to travel, they won't be.
Yeah,
you know, no. But it's a shame sometimes. Sometimes you watch them, you go, they're just amazing.
They are.
You know,
they are.
Their defense in particular.
It just equals a loss at Levis Stadium in January. So
Levis Stadium.
Oh, you're such a twat.
I love you too.
Should we talk about the Jags?
Yeah.
Because the Jags are now 6-2.
Yeah.
Won the last five games on a bounce?
Yeah.
I think it is.
They're third in the AFC.
Yeah. They're playing really well. The defence is playing really well.
Yeah, Josh Allen was really good.
Trevor Lawrence is playing really well.
They're going into bye now as well.
Yep.
You got a week off. They host the 49ers.
ETN is just fucking playing well every week, apart from in London.
Yeah.
Well, the first week in London when we watched him.
Yeah.
It looks like he did nothing, did he?
It was the Falcons who were a good defence and... Yeah. They just had a very simple game plan and it didn't work. You know, but
I think this scoreline also flatters the Steelers. The Jaguars, a little bit extra quality, could have taken it to them.
And we got another quarterback injury.
Yep.
Can he pick it? Yes, no, he can't. And we got to see some Mitch Biscuit.
Mr. Biscuit.
And I prefer Mitch Biscuit. Rhymes better.
Mitch Biscuit doesn't work.
I don't care. he came on and very quickly threw a pick.
That's what he does. He's either fine or an absolute walking disaster. And
he was a walking disaster.
Yeah.
But against a very good defense, like we said, the Jaguars defense is playing really well.
It is.
And actually, probably the Jaguars defense kept them in this game because there was a few, I think they had a couple of turnovers. Had to kick some field goals instead of scoring touchdowns in places where they would expect to score touchdowns. But then every time the Steelers' offense took to the field, they were off pretty quickly again.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, they do get a lot of takeaways, the Jags, don't they? I don't know if it's because they're playing a lot of bad teams, but they are getting a lot of takeaways.
Well, their division's not great, is it?
No. No, that's it. Yeah,
you know that division. We've seen it over the last 10 years. You've just got no idea who's going to come out of the pack and have an okay season, but nobody does it for more than two seasons in a row before they disappear back into the pack again.
Yeah,
but yeah. For Pickett and Trubisky, they're not
exactly. Yeah,
they're not helped by a Deontay Johnson's back. He's more consistent than Pickens, but still makes some silly drops.
And also suggested that the league wanted the Jags to win. And the officiating was also the Jags could win. He had some mad rant, didn't he? He's probably going to get fined for.
Just good. Fuck off.
Excuses.
The Pickens touchdown, though, was very nice.
So is it going to be...
He only one catch, but...
Pickens makes great plays.
Yeah.
When are we going to call it? It's going to be Tomlin's 4-3. Is Tomlin going to miss the playoffs or not?
They might miss the playoffs. They'll still have a above 500 season.
Yeah,
yeah. But he's never missed the playoffs yet, has he?
No, he's never had a losing season.
He has missed the playoffs. I think they went 8-8.
Yeah. Well, they missed the playoffs last year, didn't they?
Last year, of course.
Oh, was that the first? That might have been the first time.
Right, yeah, but he's never had a losing season.
Shock result of the week: Chiefs 9, Broncos 24.
Yes. I mean, so Mahomes
not injured,
but ill. Then had stomach issues during the game. Broncos were just still efficient.
But tell you what, ignore the score, and I'll read you these stats. Their box score: Russell Wilson, 12 completions from 19 attempts, 3 touchdowns, 114 yards.
Yeah, they ran it well though.
They didn't run it that well.
They just burnt clock because they were ahead.
Javonte Williams, 27 carries, 85 yards, no touchdowns. That's 3 yards a carry. It's not great.
I mean, it's 114 yards from Wilson and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I know.
It's efficient.
It means the defense turned the ball over in good field position. Yeah. That's what it means.
Yeah.
Because that's why you've only got 300 total yards to get fucking 30 points, isn't it? Because your defense was fucking putting you at the 40-yard line.
Absolutely. The Broncos' defense turned up for a change. Taylor Swift didn't turn up, so neither did Travis Kelce.
No, and then apparently the Broncos played some Swiftie song to him, didn't they? And apparently, I'm sure it's just a joke, but someone was saying that Taylor Swift was going to sue them because she didn't give them permission to play the song.
Fuck off. I'm sure that's
bullshit, but it was a funny thing that was like going around, but yeah. It did make me laugh. But yeah, I saw some stats as well last week around kind of Travis Kelce's like yards per carry when Swift is in the stadium and all this.
She's now on the European and the world tour of her era, so she won't be there for a lot now. So.
Yeah, so if you've got Travis Kelce in your fantasy league, it's now time to drop him then, obviously.
Yes, yeah, I'll take him off you if you want. But yeah, no, hopefully the Chiefs come back.
They'll be
next
fine.
Week, you know, with a fitter.
Mahomes did look angry all game.
He didn't look right. I've seen a number of steals through this match where it's like there are wide open receivers who you'd fully expect him to be able to find, and he just didn't. So, yeah.
It's the point, like, if it's like that, why play him? I know he earns a lot of money. And I think he doesn't want to miss out.
If he's not well,
don't play him. Like, what have they got from this? Nothing. Like, it's his worst ever like statistical game. It's just it's just really bad. Like, I think
that's a fair point.
Someone else I didn't think should have played. Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
If you've gone into the concussion protocol and come out 6 days later. I just don't think. Just don't put these.
And he took a nasty hit as well, didn't he? Where his head bounced off the ground. So, I think,
and it's the first time I've seen him throw a silly interception. Like, he's thrown like a Hollywood ball trying to force it, but he would.
He did have some good throws.
He does
as
have.
Well.
He does.
Like, so it wasn't. I wouldn't say.
I was more worried about the rate the Bengals scored against this.
Yeah, I was more worried about the defense, and like I said earlier, the amount of tackles we were just falling off of was just ridiculous. We couldn't seem to stop them.
Yeah.
Well, the first two drives were just touchdown, super fast.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, like, they scored a touchdown, then we scored a touchdown. I was like, right, okay, come on in, boys, calm it down.
We do.
No, they scored a touchdown. And I went back to watching Red Zone because I was just getting pissed off.
We do have a problem about. The 49ers have a problem when they are losing, trying to get back into the lead.
Shanahan's not brave, is he?
No, he's not. I can't remember what the stat is, but he's like one of the worst coaches when they're down in the fourth quarter.
That's right, yeah. He's won like one game out of like 15 or something.
It
either works, or if it don't work,
you can't change it.
No.
On the flip side, the Bengals are back.
Yeah.
It feels like the last few games that Joe Burrow's been playing. Back to being Joe Burrow.
Just Bengals, mate. They did it the last 2 years, haven't they?
Yeah, it took a bit longer this year to get them back.
Pretty similar to last year, isn't it, to be fair?
I still maintain they'll be playing again later this year. Maybe next year.
Playing again? What do you mean? These two. Oh, right.
Yeah, Super Bowl.
And the Bengals, I was like, they'll be playing next week.
Next week.
No. They'll be playing each other again later this year.
It's not a bad call.
Later this season.
I don't know. Would you really say the Niners are now... Like, we were 5-0. We're now 5-3. We're going into the bye. We've added some pieces, etc., etc. Waiting for Debo to come back and all this kind of stuff.
Debo and Trent Williams are back.
Exactly. So you got all those things. But, you know, are you putting us right there? You know, the Eagles are 7-1.
Yeah, but they're not impressing me.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I get that. We've talked about that, haven't we? But, you know, we've got to be a little bit respectful, you know, of other teams that have got better records than us.
I don't mind it. I'm fine with it. I think if you go back this time last year, we're probably saying similar things about the Chiefs.
Yeah.
They weren't playing brilliantly. They still had a winning record, but it's like, are they the Chiefs? Or are they just another football team that are doing quite well? I'm fine. I know I jinxed it the other week, but yeah. I'm fine with there being a loss on the cards.
Only right. Two teams have a better points like differential.
Yeah, I know. So there's lots of really positive stuff, but we're now sixth in the NFC.
It's not who's doing well now, it's who's doing well in January, and you generally come alive then. Yeah. But so do the Bengals. Let's have a look at next week, unless someone's got something else they want to bring up. So, week 9, what's wetting your whistle?
I'll tell you what's not wetting my whistle. It's the Thursday night game again.
Do you know what? I'm interested just because I want to see if Levi's can do it again.
Because Titans at Steelers just doesn't excite me.
No, it's a pretty...
But I agree with John. Until Levi's turned up,
I want to see.
Because, as well, you know, like, even the Steelers at their worst, they have TJ Watt who does something every game that makes you remember he is an astounding player. So yeah, like if he can do a couple of them, do the Steelers get back into it?
That's fair.
Even if Levi's is good.
There are two games that do excite me though. Cowboys at Eagles.
Yep.
And Bills at Bengals.
Not Dolphins Chiefs.
Dolphins Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, that one as well. I said there's two games that excite me.
Yeah.
I think there's some really interesting games. I think Seahawks Ravens
game, isn't it? The Dolphins Chiefs in Germany as well.
Yeah. Remember for your fantasy lineups, that would be an early game.
So, yeah, Seahawks-Ravens.
Seahawks-Ravens, yep.
Like, that'll be a really good tactical game as well. So I think there's some really interesting one.
Giants-Raiders.
Oh, God. Colts-Panthers. Oh, God. You know, there is some utter shite as well. You know?
I mean, let's not kid. Like, Sky Sports are so excited that they've counted Dallas at Eagles twice on their schedule. That's how great that game is. They'll be showing it twice. But yeah, that's two.
Commanders, Patriots. Oh.
That's appalling. But yeah. Any early shouts for Cowboys, Eagles? I think
it's the Eagles because it's
in Philadelphia.
Divisional games are so hard to call though.
I'd agree with you, but I think because it's in Philadelphia,
I'd like the Cowboys to win that.
So would I, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm going to go Cowboys.
Go on, nice.
After last week, why not?
I'm still going Eagles.
Mick McCarthy.
Bastard.
You know, bastard. He'll want to back that up, won't he?
Just, we didn't cover Eagles. The Eagles, AJ Brown. Is he the best receiver in football at the moment?
Yes.
I don't think he's an argument.
No, I can't argue with that. Yeah. Some of the catches he's making are just phenomenal.
He's just a beast, isn't he? Yeah. He's an absolute beast.
Yeah.
Quick, he's strong, fucking great hands.
Yeah.
Devonta Smith's doing okay. You know, he just puts him in the shade.
Even Julio came in and scored a touchdown.
Yeah, and nobody even cared.
Yeah. Well, it was.
It didn't. AJ Brown was just immense.
But AJ Brown is just
immense for like years as well.
Yeah.
Like,
but this year he's gone to a whole new level.
Yeah.
It's incredible. We will see. So, hottest seat, we ask. We've one guy already fired. So,
I think the Chargers won last week, didn't they? So, I think it might be Riverboat Ron.
It's
yeah.
Yeah?
Given everything that's gone on there this week, I think you've got to say that that's a good shout.
Well, I know he's had a few good years. LaFleur at the Packers, they look insipid. If it didn't have a game where like one team refused to throw the football this week, you could argue that they were the worst team.
He had the two best first seasons as a coach, didn't he, or whatever, combined. Yeah. Yep. The Jordan Love project is a GM project, not a fucking Matt LaFleur project.
Yeah.
I think the GM's in more trouble than Matt LaFleur is.
Nice. Yep. There you go. So Brian Gutekunst is the hottest seat of the week.
Well, yeah, you know, he wasn't exactly popular before, was he?
No.
You know?
But I think, they've got draft picks going into the next draft. They're probably going to draft pick high.
Yeah, it's a down year, isn't it?
This year, it's a down year. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, they've had two Hall of Fame quarterbacks in a row. They've had 30-odd years of great quarterback play.
Yeah. And being competitive for a long time, you know.
I think that, you know, as fans, they should, you know, all right, accept that there is going to be a down year. Jordan Love thing isn't working.
Patriots are going through the same thing, aren't they?
I didn't believe in Jordan Love in the first place. I thought if he was any good, they would have got rid of Aaron Rodgers a year before they did. I think even most Packers fans now, I think Duncan said it at the weekend when I said that to him, he was like, yep. So they go into next year, and they've. But do you know what? Actually, you look at the squad. They've got good players on offense in terms of receivers. Okay, they could use some help on the offensive line. They've got good running backs. They've got a decent defense. Rashawn Gary just been paid. He's playing really well. It could be another team where if you just get the right quarterback, you're right back in there. If they go and pick one of the top three quarterbacks from the draft, and he turns out to be the right fit. And he works well with LeFleur. They're back in it.
Yeah. So yeah, I wouldn't have said LeFleur's on the hot seat.
No, I'm just. I think
because the rest of the team around it is decent. I think that gets Gutekunst off as well.
Possibly.
I still think the Bears.
Oh, Eberflus and Poles. Yeah, it's.
I think it's hot because Fields is so outspoken about how unhappy he is as well.
They need to trade away Fields and pick first and second in the draft, which is feasible. Get a quarterback, get a wide receiver.
Sweetest player of the week?
It's got one of AJ Brown's.
It's
catches.
The AJ Brown first catch.
Yeah.
Just incredible.
Everything else
was brilliant.
He nearly had a second one that was almost the same. He just dropped it, didn't he?
Yeah. And MVP of the week?
Will Levis.
Will Levis.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I was like, CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb was good.
CeeDee Lamb was great.
And you mentioned Dexter Lawrence earlier. I think he did have a good game, unfortunately, on the losing side. Well, Levis was just, just fun.
It was a great story, wasn't it?
Just like,
you could say DeAndre Hopkins, you know.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, he was catching the ball from Will Levis, so, you know.
Yeah. But, no, I think we'll give it to Will Levis. And on that note, we'll see you next week. We might start judging how, halfway through the season.
We should do power rankings.
Do some judging of how seasons are going. So
judge the fuckers, eh?
Exactly. That's what we're here to do. We've got no training in this. Our opinion means shit. But let's do it anyway.
We'll have it, and you'll have it anyway.
Yeah.
God damn it.
In your ears, take it. Yeah. But yeah, we'll see you next week. Bye.